Good morning. Happy Labor Day. And welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod DeVerges, and I'm your guide for the next few minutes into a journey of meditation to help you manifest and accomplish your goals. Now, the morning meditation is a great way to start your week and a wonderful way to really start every day. Every week, there's a different theme or focus that helps you to flow forward by clearing conscious and unconscious blocks. Then from there, we work to create the space for you to move toward the accomplishment of your current goals. Now, the focus for this week and for the next few weeks, we are working through the nine dimensions. And this week in particular is you and the second dimension connection. So I'd like for you now to make sure that you're sitting with your back straight, your feet on the floor, hands in your lap, and your eyes closed. And take some nice, deep, easy, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale nice, easily, slowly. And again, take a nice deep breath from the tips of your toes going all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale. Good. And imagine you're sitting on a tree trunk. This tree trunk goes all the way down through the floor, through the ground, all the way through the earth to the very core or center of the earth. And the roots of this tree trunk are embedded right into the core, right there. And you are connected firmly on top of it. Now envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. It is 18 inches from your physical body, over your head, 18 inches under your feet, in front of you, no more than 18 inches behind you, on the right, on the left, all around you. This is your aura bubble. And the edge of this bubble has a beautiful pearlescent golden color vibration. That's the color of gold when the sun shines upon it. It's not totally white, but it's a brilliant golden white color. One of the highest color vibrations in the universe. And it has an edge that's stiff, like an eggshell stiffness. This is how you're able to stay in your space and keep your space protected from those undesired energies that may try to enter into your space. Now imagine out in front of you, about 2 feet and outside of your aura bubble, a giant flaming wall of fire. A giant flaming wall of fire is burning 2 feet out in front of you. Very good. This is the fire of purification. This is the fire that will receive and even gently suck out any energies, unwanted energies, from your space that you're ready to release, that's not yours, that has entered in and now it's time to let go of. The flame receives that energy. It helps pull the energy out of you and purifies it. And I want you to just continue to breathe nice and easily, again, from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine. Just breathe at a pace and deeply in a way that is comfortable for you. And then exhale nice and easily, nice and gently. And I'm just going to take you through clearing the 7 primary chakras along your spine. Each chakra represents information and provides instructions, if you will, for your mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies. And when they work in harmony with each other and full tandem in alignment, then you are actually operating at your best and most optimal self in a way that is also connected and in harmony and alignment with everything outside of you and in the universe. So to align the chakras appropriately and let go of energies that are not yours, that do not serve you, that hold you back from your highest and best self. When you're able to clear those energies, then you are able to stay in harmony with everything that happens outside of you, in your world, in your community, in the things you choose to do, in the universe. So let's start, as you take a nice, deep, and easy breath, with the exhale through the first chakra at the base of the spine, the second chakra 2 inches below the belly button, and the third chakra behind your stomach. And as you exhale, release those energies that you no longer need, and continue to breathe nice and easily. And with every exhale, you're going to clear the first chakra and all that energy that deals with survival, how you live, how you feed and clothe yourself, the job you have, the health condition that you're in, wherever there is dissatisfaction, diseasement in reference to your life, if you are surviving rather than thriving, let go as you exhale out through the first chakra. And continue to breathe through the second chakra. Exhale out that area that's 2 inches below the belly button. For you ladies, it's between your ovaries. For you guys, it is also located right where your reproductive organs are. Exhale out and release any energy that would keep you in a place of fear. Let go of the feelings associated with fear, guilt, resentment, jealousy, bitterness, anger, depression, apathy, lethargy. Let all of that go and anything else that's associated with fear, grief. And let go of any sexual energy that you may have encountered or picked up. That means from partners from the past up to now. That means people who have just looked at you and maybe thought of you in a sexual way. Doesn't matter if you don't know who they are. Just let go of the energy from the second chakra as you exhale out through that chakra. Very good. And let go of the energy as you exhale out through the third chakra, located behind your stomach. That chakra really is about owning your power. So whatever energies that would rob you of the real truth and essence of your divine power, whether it's an addiction, whether it is a sense of needing to control, or being controlled, let it all go. This is also where it's important to let go of the need to be liked. Let that go. Because if you have the need to be liked, if you have the belief that you must be liked, you are not operating from the full essence of your powerful self. The expression, don't take it personally. If you do, let it go from this third chakra. As you exhale, the energy leaves your space and the violet flame receives the energy. It even sucks it out nice and easily. Very good. And purifies that energy. And as you continue to take your breaths, just focus on your breath. From the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. Exhale out through the fourth chakra. The fourth chakra is located behind your heart. And let go of any energy that blocks you in the way of loving yourself. Let go of any lack of self-worth, self-certainty, self-confidence, self-love. Release the energy you're holding on to because you don't want to forgive either yourself or others. Let go of needing to hold on to any energy that would keep you from being in a place of absolute divine love. Very good. And as you take those nice, deep, and easy breaths, release energy from the fifth chakra located at the base of the throat. Just exhale, see it leaving you and going into the violet flame. Any and all energy that deals with your communication or the lack of communication, where you may experience that you're not communicating fully and completely, where others understand you, where others may not hear you. Perhaps it's important for you to fully listen, truly hear what is being communicated to you. If you're blocked in that way, let it go. Let go of the energy that continues to feed the lie that you are not a creative being. Let go of all that energy, no matter who it was that said it, no matter how much there may seem to be proof that you are not a divine creative being able to create in the manner in which you choose to create, experience your life, experience the lifestyle you desire, experience the full essence of your full, powerful self. If someone has lied to you, if you have believed that the manifestation of your life thus far, which you may not be pleased about, means that you are not a creative being, let that energy go because you're extremely creative. You are able to create. And the more you get in touch with your divine essence of spirit, the more you will be able to create. And put your attention on your sixth and seventh chakras as you continue to breathe. And exhale out through the sixth chakra, which is located in the center of your head. This is the chakra that helps you to see clearly, to discern, to know that all energy has a purpose and its own form in such a way that is perfect. So, release judgment. Let go of criticism, whether it's of another person, yourself, a place, a thing, a situation, whatever it is, let it go. All energy has its own perfect, unique purpose, and because of it, it is divinely perfect. Divine Source, God, does not make mistakes. Just let it go. And as you continue to inhale and exhale out through the seventh chakra, which is on top of your head, and that chakra allows you to be still and know, to know the wisdom, the information, the awareness of the knowledge that you have. It allows you to fully tap into the full divine essence and aspect of the universe in every way, in every dimension. So whatever may keep you from just knowing what you know, even when you're not aware that you know it, sometimes you've said something and there have been some profound things that you have spoken about or you've mentioned or that you've just tuned into and said, wow, I didn't know that. You may not have consciously known it, but as a spirit, you know what you know. So let go of the uncertainty. Let go of the doubt. Let go of rationalizing, intellectualizing, events and situations, analyzing them in ways that get you so caught up in your head, you're not giving yourself the full opportunity to just be still and as spirit to know, and then work from, operate from, and move forward from that clear place of knowing. So as you exhale, let go of those energies that would keep you from knowing what you know and acting upon what you know. All right. So we're going to focus now on this week's area, which is the second dimension and you connection. And as I continue to speak, please breathe again easily and deeply, releasing any energy that may have gotten caught in your aura bubble, and releasing any additional energy in the way of sights, sounds, feelings, sensations, whatever it is, maybe a certain smell. It might be touching something and what that may feel like or sensation. For right now, let it go. Breathing easily, breathing deeply in a way that is comfortable for you. As I discuss the second dimension. Now remember, there are nine dimensions, which for our linear brains is like a vertical axis of consciousness. And let whatever comes up go into the violet flame and release it all. The second dimension is also a very dense area, like the first dimension. But the second dimension exists between the first dimension, which is at the core of the earth, and the actual surface of the earth, which is where the third dimension begins. So the second dimension actually occupies the earth's crust, where there are crystals and metals, minerals, rock, magma, bacteria, viruses, and the tectonic plates that when they start to shift is what causes our earthquakes. That's all part of the second dimension. And that second dimension is from the first dimension where the core is to the surface of the earth, which is where life exists in the third dimension. All of these aspects in the second dimension are the source also of surface life in the third dimension. So the second dimension really assists in bringing the source of life into the third dimension. So just continue to take some nice, deep, easy breaths. I ask that there be no thinking or judging or figuring out of any kind. Just stay focused on the breath and the violet flame. Release whatever experiences are coming up within you right now. Sights, sounds, touch, smells, feelings, sensations, whatever they are, let them go. And envision now the vertical axis line of energy that moves from the cosmos above your head all the way down through you, all the way down through your body, down to your feet, and going beyond your feet and directly down to the very core of the earth, where the brilliant iron crystal core exists. Beautiful, bright, pearlescent, golden light is moving all the way down. The core and the entire line is completely illuminated as this brilliant pearlescent golden light moving from the center of the earth all the way up to the Milky Way, and from the Milky Way all the way back down through you and down to the core of the earth. And continuing to breathe nice and easily and gently. And take a moment to begin feeling your arms, your legs, your back, your feet. Put your attention in these places and any other part of you that's touching the surface of the chair, the floor, or even your own body. In other words, become very aware of your body and the surfaces that your skin of your body is touching. Clothing and your skin, the chair and your skin, the floor, wherever your skin and whatever your skin is touching, be aware of it. Take note of it as your mind observes and takes note and becomes curious. It just wants to feel with your body where you are now as you feel your body inside and outside of your body. You're becoming more aware of all the surfaces that your physical body is touching. Also, let your mind be aware and become curious of the inside of your body as well. And every aspect of the inside of your body. Notice all the life around you and inside of you. Take note in particular of the life, literally, that is around you and inside of you. The little tiny creatures that can only be seen through microscopes. You know they're there. They're little tiny creatures, little tiny bodies inside of you and on the surface of your skin. They live with you inside your cells, inside your molecules, in your blood, your skin, your tissues, your bones. All the tiny little creatures, just become very aware of them and in-tuned inside and outside of your body. And as you move through this process and become aware, release any judgment, resistance, fear, anger, denial,
or any other energy that comes up as you fully put your awareness and your focus on all of the small bodies and the life that is living within you and on you, around you. Just let go of whatever comes up into the violet flame. And focus and get in touch with the creatures outside of your body, in the air, in the water, in the ground. See where they come from. Track their source. See how many of them there are. As you focus your mind on all the living creatures within and without, it allows you to connect with them by expanding, observing, and using all of your brilliant mind to connect. These little creatures, these little bodies, are all part of living organisms that help make up this third dimension, although they are part of the second dimension. And allow yourself to speak to all of these creatures. You can do this by visualizing your mind as an exceptionally brilliant golden light that expands to every creature in, on, around, and surrounding your body. So just envision your mind as this brilliant golden light, very much like a speaker that telepathically broadcasts to every creature within you, to every living organism outside of you, on your skin, surrounding your body. The light beams your intentions, very much like speakers at an amphitheater. Say hello. Extend grace, courtesies that you would extend to any friend. See, feel, telepath, direct with the use of your mind, your power of intention. Your intention to do no harm, your intention to be in one with and harmony with all of these living creatures. Or you may simply know with certainty that you are in communication with them. You can connect with them through any and all of these forms of contact, whichever one is easiest and best for you. You may hear responses back from them, and you may not. But as much as you can, do not force it. Do not effort with it. Do not try to make it happen. Just allow yourself to experience being connected with and in tune with all of these little creatures within and without. And be sure to release any energy other than the direct communication from them that comes up. Let go of, again, any of your own sense of judgment or resistance. Let go of the uncertainty. Let go of doubt and the effort. Let go of everything that interferes with your direct communication to and from them. And allow these interfering energies to go right into the violet flame. These are worlds that you are now exploring, that you've known about, but you've not perhaps actually connected with. It's important to connect with this dimension because in doing so, you're also able to request that they assist you in keeping your body healed, your mind clear, and your immediate surroundings stable in the continued way that is the order of things to sustain life on this three-dimensional plane. All of these tiny little creatures, these communities, these tens and hundreds of thousands of them, this is as it should be. There is purpose in all forms of energy, perfectly in divine order. And this is the part of the purpose of these second dimensional energies and tiny beings and creatures. There are hundreds and thousands of families and clans that are made up of these small, tiny living creatures. Millions of them exist like communities that help build, cleanse, purify, fortify, and much more your physical body and all that you come in contact with outside of your body as well. Continuing to breathe nice and easily. For those creatures which slowly cause the body to decay and die, request they move at a much slower, almost stalled pace. Their job is to do what they do, but you can ask that they move in absolute harmony with you, with your intention, and with your desire. To halt, to slow down the aging process, the disease process. You wish them no harm. You wish no harm to your brain or to your body either. They are on the surface of your skin and inside you. So continue to connect, to communicate, get to know, discover intimately how they support you and what you can do to support them. In many ways, you are already one with all of these living creatures, and they are one with you. Now is the time to embrace that connection and the united partnership you have with each other to help your body survive. And to help your body to thrive. Continue to breathe nice, deep, and easy breaths. Breathing from the tips of your toes all the way up to the top of your head. Inhale. And then exhale nice and slowly and easily. And one more time, a nice, deep, easy breath all the way from the tips of your toes, up through your spine, to the top of your head, and exhale. Excellent. You may think of these tiny creatures as wonderful construction workers, making sure that what remains, what is built, is your body. What they do is maintain and continue to make sure that maintenance is done so that you are able to not only be sustained, but to thrive. Now imagine around your body a huge, great, big, bright, beautiful golden sun. Huge, beautiful golden sun. And absorb this sun as much as you can. Absorbing this sun. And then see a second golden sun surrounding you. And absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can as well. Fully, completely, deeply. And in this moment, be aware and know that the second dimension is absolutely in harmony and connected with you as you are to it, and allowing you to fully thrive in this third dimensional world. And thank you for being with me on this week's Morning Miracle Meditation. And if you'd like to find out more about me and about Center of Light Miracles, please go to centeroflightmiracles.org and check out our courses, our services. Be sure to check out the blogs, the recipes for the soul, our wonderful little exercises and ways for you to continue the harmony and the flow with your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual bodies. Every week there's a tip for you that you can utilize, and there are many other wonderful surprises and things for you to help you grow, to help you learn, to help you become more aware, and to really help move you into the full essence of your own true, divine, spiritual, perfectly being self. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.